Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, this is Jay Madden of the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. And thank you for joining in my study, my personal study, in the book of Colossians. Now I'm at Colossians chapter 4. And in the entire study of the book of Colossians, I took from about a total of an hour to get through all the books or all the chapters of the book. So we'll be starting now in verse 1 or of chapter 4 of Colossians. Now you can back up into the archives. I'll try to get them up on the wall to the first 3 chapters. This is chapter 4. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant, thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, so that God would open a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I might make it manifest as I ought to speak. Now you want to keep, I want to keep chapter 4 in context of the book. So knowing that we're dead, buried, and resurrected in Christ, it's almost an automatic, it's like this is just reinforcing what's automatically going to happen if we're based in the truth of the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. We will be giving, and we will treat those that are underneath us, if we're supervisors, managers, fathers, whatever, people that are in our lives that, how am I going to word this? Let's just say participate with us in our life in whatever that endeavor is. We give them what is just and fair. We're not holding back anything from those that may need it. And we know that we have a master in heaven that gives us everything that we need. We know that because when we're resurrected with Christ, we have all riches. So we are to continue in that. This is what saints do. They continue in that blessing. That's an archaic church word. It's in the Bible, but the blessing is a gift, the gifting from God, or an advantage point from God. We are to pray for those that minister us, that minister to us, that are ministers. That God would open a door for them, for the word to be preached. And that word is the mystery of Christ. And the mystery of Christ has been hidden from the ages. It's the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Christ into a new, creating a new church, a new race, a new men and women and children that are adopted into God's family through the shed blood of Christ. That's the mystery. And we are to pray to one for one another that we can speak as we ought to speak. In other words, pray for love. This is what this verse is telling me. That the manifestation of the gospel of Christ is to be done in love. And how could it be done any other way? So self is crucified. And that allows love to be manifested in our lives. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your health. So we are to walk into whatever situation that we are in, bringing the light into that situation to those that are outside of the light, and redeeming the time. We are to be graceful, and our words are seasoned with salt, and that is that we may know how to answer everyone. In other words, there's a sensitivity there that the Spirit approaches people with. He doesn't blow them away with a huge force of water, like a water hose off of a fire truck. The words that are spoken are seasoned, salt, and for each person addressed differently, that you may know how ought to answer each one. So, Paul sends Tychicus so that he may know the circumstances of the people in Colossae and comfort their hearts. So whatever the circumstances are in life that we face, there's comfort to be found. And circumstances can be set all against us. There's still comfort to be found. And that comfort comes through the care of God, through his cross. The cross is central in everything. And if you learn anything from the book of Colossians, you'll learn that, because most of the book is devoted to explaining out our co-crucifixion and co-resurrection with Christ. Verse 9. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here with Paul. And all that is just pure power that's happening in Paul's life. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, by the way. With Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you receive instructions if he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are of the circumcision, and they have proved to be a comfort to me. Well, who has proved to be a comfort to you in your life? The strangest people have proved to be a comfort to me in my life. People that you would think that would never do such a thing. Receive them. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you always, laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. That's just an understanding of who you are. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea and Nymphis and the church that is in his house. The church that is in his house. The church that is in the building down the street. The church that is in your house. The church that, wherever the church congregates, is inside a building or outside. That's the church. It's not the building itself. The church that is in his house. Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. This salutation, by my own hand, Paul, remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. I know, I look at verse 16. It says, now when this epistle is read among you, when we gather, however, we have more of an advantage today because we have internet, social media. Let's get in to the Word of God. Let's get these epistles read and understood. And that's the message that I'm getting. And that's why I do what I do here. Is I make my own personal Bible studies public. Thank you for joining me today. And thank you for joining me in my study of the book of Colossians. You can find Colossians chapter 1 through 4 archived on Blog Talk Radio and also posted on the walls of social media. And you can get through the whole book of Colossians with a pretty darn good understanding in less than an hour. And it's worth the investment. Till next time, may God bless you. This is J. Matt, Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life.